sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Autumn is a restless time for ptarmigan in Alaska. Flocks form and disperse and form again as birds move throughout alpine areas. In October, the wandering takes on a pattern. Females tend to flock together and move down into brushy forest openings, while males stay higher up, close to the timberline. Fall is also the time for these grouse-like birds to lose their brown mottled feathers, which provide good camouflage in the summer, and develop a snow-white plumage better suited for winter. From November to March, ptarmigan are nomadic, moving erratically from one sheltered slope or patch of food to another. The birds are quite sociable in winter and often roost in the snow close together. They feed on willow and birch buds, twigs, and catkins.
In late spring, the flocks break up as ptarmigan pair up for nesting, and the birds switch to a diet of insects, new leaves, and flowers. Ptarmigan populations fluctuate between abundance and virtual absence in just a few years. As with many other grouse-like birds, the population depends very heavily on each year's production of chicks, since this year's chicks will be next year's breeding stock. Poor reproduction in one season, a cold, wet spring, or high winter losses can cause a major decline. But a few good years can result in a new high abundance of ptarmigan. For Sounds Wild, I'm Kathy Hocker.
And I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.